Now, I'd like to think we can help here. There was a hit run Tulenvale. Female cyclist struck by a vehicle about 12:45 Gisborne Melton Road. Police want help. 1-800-1800-333-000 is Crime Stoppers. Shirley, a neighbour of the victim, has called in. Hello, Shirley.
Yes, hi Neil.
What can we do to help?
Neil, Stacey Matthews, I've known her all her life. She's a nurse. She spent all her working life helping other people, and now she needs the public's help in finding the man who hit her and left her for dead.
How's she going, by the way?
As well as can be expected. She's got multiple fractures, and I believe she's having an operation right at the moment.
Is she conscious?
Well, at the moment she's not.
At the moment she's not, but she has been conscious.
Yes, she has been, and she's been speaking. And she's very lucky she's being cared for in the same hospital where she works, nursed by her friends and cared for by her associates.
So obviously you know her family well. It's important.
Of course.
It's important to her, Stacey, and her family that they find the person involved?
Well, it's important to everyone, because this person should not be on the road.
Okay, what do you know about what happened?
Okay, well, Stacey, as well as being a nurse, she's a triathlete. She rides her bike weekends all over the place, and she was out on the Melton Gisborne Road, riding probably back from Tulenvale, when this white old Commodore, swerved to the wrong side of the road, apparently missed two other cars before he hit Stacey. And continued on the side of the road for 25 metres before he woke up and got back on the road and kept going. Luckily for Stacey there, you know, the two cars stopped and helped.
Well, we've got police telling it's a white VT or VX Commodore, damaged the passenger side windscreen guard and side mirror.
Yeah, now they have found it. It's been burnt out I believe, near Werribee, with all ID removed from it. I believe the ID's been ground off it.
Okay, so we really need somebody. Well, we've got the car. We need somebody who can perhaps tell us something about the driver.
Yeah, well, I believe that this fellow was pulled up in Melton, spaced out or asleep at the wheel on the side of the road, and that someone stopped, spoke to him, "Are you all right, mate? Do you need help?" Had one look at him, tried to take the car keys through the window, at which point the bloke sped off.
Jeez.
And, of course, it was shortly after this that this all happened.
All right, if we can help, Shirley, we will. 1-800-333-000, or in fact the police 000, they've said if you... well, that was when they were looking for the car. For Stacey Matthews, that was 12:40, Gisborne Melton Road, Tulenvale on Saturday.